Couples began lining up before sunrise to get marriage licenses. When the doors opened, they were greeted by Pulaski County Clerk Larry Crane.
With the number of people that we expect to be applying for marriage licenses, it may pile up. We want y'all to be comfortable and happy. We welcome you.
As the crowd moved forward, Crane added this.
I believe in love.
The first couple to get a marriage license there was Shelley Butler and Susan Barr, who have been together for 29 years. Butler said, it's a day she never thought she'd see.
Not in my home state of Arkansas, but I'm very proud to be in Arkansas.
The couple met while students in the 1980s at Southern Arkansas University. Barr says they decided to take advantage of the opportunity.
Mainly because we're afraid they were going to take it back.
Immediately after getting licenses, wedding ceremonies were held in the courthouse rotunda.
We are gathered here in the presence of God and these witnesses for the purpose of uniting in matrimony Mark and Keith.
Mark Norwine and Jonathan Keith Gober say they've been dating almost 10 years and were plaintiffs in the lawsuit that led to Friday's ruling.
It's joyous.
It's overwhelming.
It is. To have this witnessed in front of our family, all the friends that we have.
It's been amazing, yeah, absolutely. But it was so hard to get here. We wanted it, but yeah,
we thought it would go before the Supreme Court, before, you know, it would actually become legal, or even before the United States Supreme Court.
But not everyone in the rotunda supported what was happening. Bishop Charles Williams, with Covenant of Zion Cathedral Church in Little Rock, held signs while walking through the celebrations, sharing his beliefs.
Walk away from this lifestyle today. God loves you today, but not your sin. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel is appealing the case to the Arkansas Supreme Court. He's also asking justices to issue a stay of Judge Chris Piazza's ruling from Friday, which would halt the issuance of marriage licenses until the matter can be decided in court. But Pulaski County Clerk Larry Crane believes those who got married will be legally recognized under the law.
For the people who got their licenses and who actually go forward and complete the marriage, I am confident that those marriages will be valid. For the people who get licenses and don't get married today, then I'm not so sure. I'm not clear. We'll be talking with our county attorney. We'll be talking with the attorney general to make sure that everyone's rights are protected.
Michael Heplin, KUAR News.